You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we just got done talking about quarterbacks. If you missed it, ESPN, in their annual vote of a random sampling of 70 executives, coaches, and scouts, C.J. Stroud fell out of the top 10 this offseason. He's looks to be 11th. It's an honorable mention, but he's the first one listed. So they've got the top 10. And Jane Daniels is 5. He is the C.J. Stroud of this year. Like the path of both Jaden Daniels and the team mirror the Texans from last year where, wow, best rookie year ever. This guy's amazing. He's the next big thing. We've got all this cap space to go get wide receivers like Deebo Samuel and, you know, to go get weapons and things like that. And we know how it worked out for the Texans. They were ultimately done in by offensive line play and poor coaching on the offensive side.
Right, and CJ has to make some improvements as a quarterback too, as any second-year quarterback does. Jaden Daniels has things he needs to work on. Yeah. I think that last year, going into the season, my biggest concern was, all right, if you're gonna operate this offense, it's really hard to do it if you don't have at least an effective or a credible rushing attack.
Yeah,
you know, it's really, really hard operating the way they do if you can't run the ball. And Bobby Slowick hadn't established that they could run the ball. So lo and behold, they can't run the ball. All of their play action is for naught. Linebackers are just waiting for whichever. It was bad. The execution was poor, all of that. So likewise with Jaden Daniels, I think moving forward, even without saying a guy's going to go through a QB sophomore slump or anything, I have a real hard time. If you look at the long list of various rookies of the years who are quarterbacks, like Kyler Murray or anybody else like that, depending on what flavor of quarterback they are, I don't care. I gotta wait after a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
And I remain very bullish about C.J. Stroud. It's just that you just flat out don't know until you see it out there on the field.
Agreed. All right. So speaking of quarterback. The Netflix documentary, 7 episodes, it dropped last week. And I told Amy when we started watching it on Saturday morning, I said, I'll watch the first 2 or 3 episodes. And I just kept going. And I made it to the end of the whole thing. I watched all 7 episodes.
I couldn't remember what my homework assignment was. I thought it was going to be to watch the first 2 or 3 episodes.
I don't remember. Yeah,
I didn't know you were going to go ahead and read the entire textbook.
I didn't either. I had no idea, but then I just kept going. And so I came up with 4 winners and 4 losers, and then I figured this, if you weren't able to watch the whole thing, is an easy way to consume and react to it. Winners, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the one of the 3 I came away liking the most. I wanted so badly to hate him going into this thing because of all the Fashion Week Paris stuff and all the, you know, all the extra that goes with Joe Burrow sometimes. But he's a cool dude, man. I'm smitten with him, Seth, like George Costanza was smitten with Elaine's boyfriend back in that episode, Tony.
Is there something with Joe Burrow? With Joe Burrow, the fact that he's always got bags under his eyes, there's something about it where with some people it makes them look mopey, but with guys like Joe Burrow or, say, Vince Vaughn, it makes them look like oh, this guy's living life.
I want to hang out with him. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also don't know if I want that guy to be my quarterback. Hey, well, like, why are there always bags under? Why are you always so tired, damn it?
It's funny.
But he seems to be he's the closest right now of all the quarterbacks in the league that feels like 1970s quarterback.
Joe Namath.
In terms of personality.
Yeah.
Everything's way more advanced on the actual football side of things. You can't get away with just, you know, being a complete man about town. But he feels like he's got the whole package when it comes to all of that.
Big bonus points for me in the four winners, four losers with Burrow. He's sitting with his parents at the kitchen table. They're just chopping it up and talking. And his mom points out that he has no idea how to do laundry or work the dishwasher. And, you know, that scores big points with someone like me who does not know how to work our washer dryer, me and Amy, and the dishwasher.
That's a man after your own heart.
Oh, we're cut from the same cloth.
So he's single, right?
He's single. He's got that girlfriend that was his assistant who was at his house when the house got robbed. That was a storyline. Yeah. His house got robbed during the season. Didn't really address that part of it too much. You know, address
what he does. So he must have he just has all his laundry sent out.
I guess. Yeah.
It's a baller move for a young man.
He has a personal stylist that he sends out to go buy clothes for him, and then they just go through all the outfits and everything.
Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to hate him, Seth.
You didn't think you were going to like him.
I didn't think I was going to like him. I like him so much. I could root for Joe Burrow. I really like him. Winner number two. Winner number two.
Personal stylist.
You got to watch it first.
He may suck you in
like he did me.
Yeah.
Jared Goff. I like him too. He's like Burrow Light, but without the fashionista stuff going on. With the added bonus that he's got a hot wife named Kristen, who's a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Mm-hmm. Also very likable. She's got very enjoyable energy about. She's one of these ones that'll sit down on the couch with him and quiz him on the playbook and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like I was like that. Yeah. It was like Case Keenum's wife was like that.
Yeah.
Remember, she would quiz. Wasn't it Case's? You've seen that in a bunch of these where the wife sits and goes through the plays. That's what happened with Tom Brady's Facebook series that he did. I went into it thinking like, oh, great, Giselle is on it. And then I realized like, oh, I like Giselle.
Yeah.
She had some really good words of advice after they had that was the year the Patriots got destroyed by the Chiefs early in the season.
Mm-hmm, I remember
and
that.
She had some real, I was like, oh, okay. I think I've come around on Giselle.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was going to be a hussy about everything.
Well, eventually, I mean, people change. So Joe Burrow, winner. Jared Goff, winner. Okay. Cousins was the one I really didn't want to come into this thing liking. You know, I didn't like him much in the first version of quarterback that he was part of.
Yeah.
I liked a couple very specific things about Kirk Cousins. Two things in particular. One, I like his usage of the voice memo app on the iPhone. He's big into, like, after games, recording quick voice memos to coaches or wide receivers. And if something pops into his head, he got this from Peyton Manning, which probably made me like it because I like Peyton Manning. But he will record things like 20 or 30 seconds and send them to people, you know, just while it's in his head. And I like that level of interplay and communication with people that you're trying to achieve success with. I think that's a good thing. So I like that. I like his voice memo usage. I also liked his dorky coaching style of his 5-year-old's flag football team. They were leading in a game by less than one score down the stretch. Uh-huh. And he set up a play for their best player to get the ball and hopefully run it. He said, if you break into the open field, Jimmy, or whatever his name was, go out of bounds at the 2-yard line so we don't give the ball back to the other team, you know, because the clock
good
is
game
running.
Management there.
Good game management for 5-year-old flag football.
Well, it wasn't a primetime game, you know, so he was in his element there.
That's true. It's on a Saturday afternoon.
There were probably fewer than 80,000 people in the stands.
Kid would have put the ball on the ground. I thought those were two very I actually like Cousins in this thing. He was all right.
Look, Cousins is likable in a lot of ways because he feels like an everyman. He's just got kind of that suburban dad vibe to him.
Yeah.
The problem is that he's that suburban dad where it feels like there's just he hasn't broken out of the mold enough. Great, be an everyman. You know, he shops for his clothes at Target. That's great. But I want you, when the bright lights are shining, to have a certain amount of cachet to you. To have a little bit of diva in you somewhere. But he's like, nope, as long as I'm contributing to my 401k. And like, oh, everything looks all right.
The Target moment in this was he gets really excited to go to Great Clips. and get his hair cut.
Lo and behold, he has an endorsement for Great Clips.
Oh, does he really? Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, it's. I saw a post this weekend on Instagram.
Okay.
That he's in the Hall of Fade.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's a smart marketing thing on his part. Last winner of all the other non-quarterback people, Dan Campbell. Like Bill O'Brien in Hard Knocks, except he's got wins to back up all of his cuss words. You know, like he had a speech after, like, so late in the season, and we'll get to the Texans game against the Lions in this thing and the four losers in just a second. But late in the season, when the defense got hit with yet another season-ending injury, he had a speech to the team where he's basically like, offense, and there's a lot of F-bombs, but we're effing leaning on you. We're going for it. Unless it's 4th and 20, we're going for it on every fourth down. I'm like, where's the brick wall? I want to run through it right now for this guy.
Dan Campbell's awesome because if you didn't know anything about his playing career, you'd think he was a linebacker.
Yes.
You don't realize he was an offensive player. Yep. He's not like, people don't think of him as an offensive minded head coach because with him, it is so much more about the managing and the motivation of everybody.
Yeah.
It is a little bit like Campbell has like a Tomlin type of vibe to him. You don't think of him as an offensive or defensive minded head coach as much as just like, oh yeah, he's a head coach,
dyed
in the wool head coach.
Yep.
And does it, the opposite of Kirk Cousins. Whatever Kirk Cousins is, Dan Campbell's the opposite.
He's the opposite,
of that.
Yeah.
I like the thing about Dan Campbell, because I've seen a few of the clips in here. Is the fact that he had it wasn't just Aaron Glenn, hit another couple notable Aggies on that staff. Like, he leaned into even the college. When you talk about being a rah-rah guy, he brought in guys like Aaron Glenn as his defensive coordinator, who's like not a rah-rah guy, but is old. Like, yeah. Aaron's old school in a lot of ways. Like, there's just a certain. There's a culture up there.
Yep.
And you never thought of the Lions as a team that had a culture, but they've very much got a culture.
They definitely do now, for sure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure. All right, four losers, and two of them are going to be Texans, so stick around. But the first one, Julie Cousins, Kirk's wife, very annoying. Blamed Cousins center. They had a play in the season opener against the Steelers, where Cousins going into the game had been complaining about how there's just so much motion in this new offense that he's in Atlanta. You know, there's just really a lot of motion. And sure enough, in that Pittsburgh game, he puts the foot down at the wrong time. The tight end goes in motion. The center snaps it right into the motioning tight end.
Yeah.
And T.J. Watt falls on the ball. They flash up into the crowd, and Julie Cousins is sitting there with their two kids, and the one kid, the younger kid, is asking, "Mommy, what just happened?" And she basically blamed it on the center. She said, "Daddy's friend just dropped the ball." Didn't like that.
Shifting blame, bad example for the kids. Whether it's accurate or not, just say like, "Oh, there was the team botched the snap."
Right. That's right? Or daddy. you know, show that it's okay. People make mistakes,
right,
including
right,
people
right.
you
well,
love.
Well, I don't know, you know, without knowing exactly whose
yeah,
fault it was.
You're right.
She definitely doesn't know in the moment.
Correct.
You don't know in the moment whose fault it is.
You're exactly yeah. right. She's also kind of a drama queen. Like when Kirk got benched
yeah.
late in the season, the fact that he called Michael Penix after the news came out to say, hey, it's your job now. She's like sitting at the kitchen counter with the cameras getting like emotional about how awesome Kirk Cousins is that he called Michael Penix on the phone.
I wish there were a scene in there though where Kirk Cousins, classic boring dad type, if he had said like, this new offense, it's so complicated. There's so much motion and everything. If she had said like, big surprise, you don't like all that motion, Joe Missionary. Yeah. That's a
He's Netflix. They could have gotten a little dirty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The last three. So Julie Cousins, loser number one. Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, loser number yeah. two. You remember there was that game early in the season that the Chiefs beat the Bengals? It was on a very controversial pass interference call that kept the drive alive for the Chiefs. Bengals yeah. should have won the game. And the Bengals started out 0-2. The Bengals started out 1-4 on the season, but that made them 0-2 on the season. And Burrow could just see the right, like they flashed to Burrow on the sidelines. He'd just thrown a touchdown to put them ahead. And now they're lining up for a field goal. The Chiefs are to win it. He's got his teammate, Jake Browning, coming up like, hey man, even if they make this field goal, just know that like you're back. And Burrow's like, we're about to lose. Like, he didn't say that, but you can tell by the look on his face. Like, I don't give a crap that I'm back. We're about to lose.
Yeah.
Spagnuolo walks up to Burrow in the handshake scrum after the game. Bad at compliments, because he said hey man, other than our guy, you're the best in the league. And
yeah.
I put myself in Burrow's shoes, my newfound best friend Joe Burrow, and I'm like, I don't give a rip about your guy. And by the way, I've beaten your guy in the playoffs before. I think I might be better than your guy. If you want to compliment him, just say how hard he was to prepare for. Don't drag Mahomes into it as well. Bad at compliments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
F you, Spags. That's my guy Burrow that you're poorly complimenting right there. So that's number two. Number three and four are both Texans. We had someone text in last week saying, hey, on the quarterback documentary, the Lions were talking about how there's a safety on the Texans that bit on play action a lot, so we're going to attack him. And I think that texter thought it was Kalen Bullock they were talking about. It was actually Eric Murray. Eric Murray was the safety they identified, the Lions did, as biting on play action and letting receivers get loose on the backside. In this case, it was tight end Sam Laporta. But if you recall in that game, the Lions waited to set up that play, and they did, and they hit Laporta for a huge game, and they end up scoring a touchdown on that drive that helped them complete the comeback in the second half. Eric Murray, not our problem anymore. He's the Magnificent Gladstone's overpaid problem now.
Yeah. But
Eric Murray, loser and quarterback.
Three-year, $20 million contract.
Yep.
The Jaguars can't believe the coup they pulled. The Jaguars and the Texans have a weird dynamic in trading. Either name brand or nondescript defensive backs, and then that guy not doing as well with the new team. I don't know why we keep doing this. It's been through multiple different GMs, but you remember
Colvin. Yeah.
Colvin. The opposite was A.J. Boye.
Boye was good for them, yeah.
Boye was
for the first year, at least.
Yeah, yeah, he was good the first year.
Yeah,
but it wasn't as it was one of those slot cornerback type.
Well, and they didn't get they didn't get their money's worth on Boye. Overall.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah. It fizzled out.
Yeah.
But Eric Murray got I'm very happy with the safety situation right
now. Yeah, I am too.
I was really surprised that the Jaguars paid as well. I always felt like Eric Murray got a little too much criticism in Houston just because Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby gave him way too much money.
Yeah.
But his versatility was very valuable.
He was a solid enough role player. I just wouldn't give him $7 million a year like they did. Last one, Bobby Slowik. Loser. And why would that be? Did they even show Bobby Slowik in the documentary? Well, they did show the Lions game in which the Texans couldn't score in the second half of that game. But the part that made me really angry, Seth, was they honed in on a Lions game in Minnesota. Texans played in Minnesota last season. They lost 34-7 in week three and could not handle any of Brian Flores' blitzes. Blitz-happy, red button-punching Brian Flores. The Lions were piecing the Vikings. They scored 31 points in a win on the road in that game. That made me mad. That made me mad that they had Ben Johnson and we had Bobby Slowik fumbling around scoring 7 points in that game in Minnesota. So Bobby Slowik, loser in the quarterback documentary.
Man, so
there you go.
How do you screw up an entire documentary without even showing your face?
Without even showing up on it.
What the hell, man?
Yep, yep. So there it is. This is my overall rating for it. I would give. It's really good the first three episodes. It drags a little bit in the middle, but then knowing that all three of these quarterbacks sort of end in a cathartic way. You know, Burrow was an MVP candidate who didn't make the playoffs. Goff lost in the divisional round, and Cousins got benched. I was very anxious to watch those parts. Those parts were very compelling.
The next big Netflix NFL documentary that I know is coming up is it's a Cowboys documentary, but it looks like a Jerry Jones documentary about the 1990s Cowboys coming up in August, I think.
Do you think
I'm going to hate watch that.
Do you think they'll be forthright about all the off-the-field stuff with the Cowboys back
then?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, based on the trailer, 100%. Okay. I think like a lot of these historical ones that you watch, there's not a lot of new information. If you've paid attention, there's not a lot new. I mean, Michael Irvin has spoken pretty liberally about how bad the relationship was between Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones. And Irvin basically blames Jerry Jones for it. So I think for people that haven't seen those interviews before, this might seem shocking that I'm guessing Michael Irvin will speak in the same manner. But yeah, I'd say like two-thirds of the time when there's a sports documentary about an already famous team, you already knew most of this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Jeff Luno spoke on the Crush City podcast. Does he think he's been blackballed from baseball? Could he come back at some point? Yeah, well, we'll see.
What could possibly have caused that?
I don't know. It's weird. People get so touchy about things. We'll find out coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.